93.5 3BO. During the course of the week, I was lucky enough to be invited along to host, to MC an event that was giving away money to a lot of community groups across Central Victoria. Sandy joins me from Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise to tell us all about it. Sandy, hello.
Hello, how are you going, Ewan?
Fantastic. Now, Sandy, I've got to say thank you very much for allowing me to MC your event each year, because it is amazing to see the work that you guys do in the Northern Corridor of Bendigo.
Oh, thanks very much, Ewan. We really enjoy having you come along to host our events.
Now, you guys, during the course of the week, were giving away a lot of cash to people who are in need of a little bit of financial assistance.
Yeah, that's right. The Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise is very lucky to be promoted by the Bendigo Bank and Bendigo Community Telco and Viewpoint Huntley. And what they do is they give us a bit of a commission that we are able to return to the community via twice yearly small grants for groups that apply for them for their projects. These small investments then go out into the community to improve our facilities.
And last year you guys celebrated over $100,000, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Wow. And at the moment we're up to $141,000 that we've given out to the community.
Now, what I love is the fact that it's across so many different areas of the community as well, from sporting groups to schools. And take us through some of the winners from this week.
Yeah, no problems. The Bendigo Northern Junior Flames Netball Club have been a recipient for some money to buy some goalpost padding so that the girls, when they're playing and training, won't be bumping into the goalposts. The second group that got some money from us this round of grants was the Bagshot Badminton Club. Now, that's a group of older people within our community who get together to socialise and play sport and generally support one another one evening a week. And they only got a small amount of money, but that was in to get equipment for them. There was the Bendigo Animal Welfare Community Group, and they look after lost kittens and cats and animals within the community that need some support. They have a lot of volunteers who work out there, so their grant was for a covered food shelter. And there was another recipient, and that was a group that's doing some work for the Bendigo SDS. It's Lord Summers Camp. It's an initiative by a group down there where lots of people get together. They'll come up to different places like the SDS, and they're going to do a fix-up of their garden area, or a sensitive garden area, where the children can go out and to play and feel or have some time in the garden quietly, just so that they're ready to go on with their learning. Epsom Primary School was the recipient of the 10th defibrillator that we've given out in this community. The Epsom Primary School is a bit of a community hub. They do lots of activities there over different parts of the day outside of school hours. We're really proud to be involved with the community enterprise and with our close relationship with the Bendigo Bank and the other groups that support us. It's allowed us to give our third major project money of $10,000 to Waroona Secondary School, and that allowed them to build their shade sails. Being a brand new school, it didn't have any shade trees or large areas for shade for the students. So those shade sails, at the cost of about over $20,000, was a big investment in the school. So we provided half and the school was able to provide the other half.
Sandy, fantastic job. It really was.
Thanks so much, Ewan. We really appreciate all your help and just speaking to people in the community about how they can refer to the Bendigo Bank.
93.5 3BO. Sandy talking to us. The Bendigo and Northern District Community Enterprise really do a fantastic job, and over $9,000 donated to the community in the last week. On 3BO, more of the greatest hits and another battle on the way.